Mark your songbooks to number 293, the song after the invitation today. It's number 293. It said, I have not preached too often in front of everyone. So if I say anything that's wrong, please let me know afterwards so that way I can improve myself as well. Question is, have you ever lost everything? Have you lost anything? This lesson will show you some areas of your lives that you are pulling in jeopardy or risk losing. Fortunately for us, the Bible has some answers. Today I want to talk to you about this subject. Use it or lose it. If you'll turn with me, to Matthew chapter 25, verse 14 through 15. But I'll say some other things first. We see that Christ compared the kingdom of heaven to a business. Did you ever think about that? So let me go to the verse as well. So Matthew 25, starting verse 14. Again, it will be like a man going on a journey. He called his servants and entrusted them his wealth to them. To one he gave 5 bags of water, and to one he gave 5 tons of gold. To another 2, and another 1, to each one according to his own ability. And immediately he went on the journey. So we see that Christ himself is speaking this parable to us, this story that we can actually learn from as well. So we see that this businessman is going on a long journey. He's like, I can't do this anymore, I have to go and take care of things. So I'm going to send his servant to take care of things, to mitigate, or delegate, I should say, everything in the business. Now let's talk about the talents. I know that most of you probably won't know how much a talent is. I did not know until I actually researched a little bit more. So talents are actually kind of like a standard weight that you actually measure things. And so we see a talent is actually between 68 pounds to 74 pounds, depending on different countries. That's quite a lot of weight. So if we look at the weight, so if 70 pounds or somewhere in the middle, if we take that and take it and times it by 16, which is the ounces per pound, and then we also times it by the actual price of gold, the ounce of gold, in today's markets. And we see that it is actually about $4,120 in today's dollars is an ounce of gold. And so we see the talents, they weigh quite a bit more. So if we actually measure the talent and how much of gold and how much that would cost, one talent itself was $4.6 million. Just one talent. I know that for me, I was like, oh, that's just like a skill or a trinket, like a coin. But no, this is actually a big sum of money that the owner is applying to his servants to delegate for him. So $4.6 million for a talent of gold. That definitely gives you a different perspective. So one, he gave 2 talents. That would be $9.2 million. And then also, he also gave the one 5 talents. That's $23 million in today's dollars. $23 million. Would you think about what you would do? Would you actually be able to do anything with it? So we'll continue reading. Verse 16, Matthew 25, verse 16. Then he who had received 5 talents went and traded them and made another 5 talents. That's great, right? That means he actually earned twice as much as what he was given to delegate as well. And even the person that was given 2 talents, Likewise, he who has received two gained two more also. So these were very profitable servants, right? That's a lot of money. And if you actually be able to trade the money and earn that much more, that's very good. Then the one, we need to understand a little bit more about these talents and how much was given to them that were trusted to actually come back with more. These are not just trinkets, but they are actually significant amounts of funds. If you will read with me Matthew 25, verse 16. But he received five talents, went and traded with them, and made another five more. He took his 23 million and turned it into 46 million. That's a lot. And then also continue in verse 17. And likewise, he who received two gained two more also. So he took his 9.2 million and turned it into 18.4 million. That is great. That is wonderful, right? And so, we'll continue on. So, in verse 18, but he who had received one went and dig in the ground and hid his Lord's money. That Lord is a lowercase L. So it's not the Lord Jesus. But this is actually saying like the boss man, the president, the CEO, but is someone that owns him, his serving too. That he took the talent, that large amount of money, and he hid it in the ground. So we know that this is actually money, because we see this in the last part of verse 18. Last part of verse 18. So he hid his Lord's money. So it's not a trinket or a coin, but this is actually amount of money, that funds that you can use. So of course we could say, yes, he was a profitable servant, right? He did not waste it. He did not lose it, but he gained more. God loves more. He made us to be more, to do more, to have more. Then it says in Matthew 25, verse 24 through 26, then he who had received one talent came and said, Lord, I knew you were to be a hard man, reaping where you have not sown, and gathering where you have not scattered seed. And I was afraid, and I went and hid your talent in the ground. Look, here it is. Here is what's yours. Verse 26, but the Lord answered him and said, you wicked and unprofitable servant, or lazy servant. You knew that I reap where I'm not sown, and gathered where I'm not scattered seed. So you ought to have deposited my money with the bankers, and at my coming I would have received back my own with interest. We understand that about banks, right? You can deposit money and can actually earn some interest back. I know nowadays a lot of our banks, they don't actually offer too much of a savings rate, but you can actually look into it where it's like, oh, I can put more money somewhere else to actually have more interest. That means it's not going to waste. So thank you, Lord, Cameron, for reading the verse that I had. If you'll turn with me to Proverbs 12, verse 27. The lazy man does not roast what he has took in hunting. So he went hunting. He killed something. And what did he do with it? Nothing. What did he do? He let it rot. So it's like, that's totally wasted then, right? You don't eat rotten meat. It's like, yes, that's not good. But, and continue in verse 27, but diligence is the man's present, the precious possession. So we see if the diligence of a man, I actually had to look up diligence, and this is where we see that if he does something, he continues until it's finished. He doesn't stop and get distracted. He actually finishes what he does. And so that we see that here, the diligence is a man's precious possession. So if he killed the game, he preps it and prepares it and makes a great meal with it. And so we see this, that the diligent man is blessed more than the lazy, slothful man. So God himself has actually invested with us as well. We don't just take what God has invested us and waste it either. We actually go out and get more from it. We go out and teach others to spread the word and be able to get others to come and be able to be have everlasting life as well. So at the end of Matthew 25, verse 28, what did he say? Did the boss man, the Lord, say to the wicked and slothful servant? He said, therefore, take the talent. He took it from him and give it to the one who has 10 talents as well. So we see that even though he had something, he lost it. He didn't actually gain any interest with it. He didn't do what he was supposed to do. He did not give that one talent, the person that had four. But no, he gave it to the one that had 10. Because he knew that the one that had 10 talents, he would actually use the talents and actually be able to be more profitable with it. So that is what God expects us to do as well. He expects us to utilize the principles that he gave us and turn it into more. More of it's not a fool's errand. It's more of a part of our assignment. Because more than you have been to do more, do more than you have done, and you'll have more than you had before. The question is, why did he lose it? Why was he wicked? Why was he slothful? Why are you unprofitable? He lost the talent and that his Lord had given him. But why? So why did he waste it? Well, maybe he was understanding. He did not understand leverage. He's like, oh, maybe I might lose what he'd given me. Maybe with interest or something. But we see that. We see that it's possible to actually double what the others you can actually earn from the talents. We see that from the other two servants. They were very profitable. They were actually able to double what they had. We see that the one that had 2 talents was able to get 9.2 million from it. And the one that had 5 talents actually had 25.3 million extra. That is actually being able to give back to the owner. And it's like, yes. And what does the owner say? He's like, you are a good and profitable servant. So in the verse 23, we'll say this. So his Lord said to him, well done, good and faithful servant. You have been faithful over a few things. I will make you ruler over many things. Enter in the joy of your Lord. So they get blessings that we ourselves have actually share as well. If we do what God had asked us, if he had done what God had promised us, then if we are profitable, we can enter into the joy of the Lord, everlasting. We have everlasting life as well. If we go back to the person that actually had 1 talent, what did he do? He actually buried it in the ground. So all he had was dirt. He did not get any more from it, but it was just dirt. So he wasted his chance. It's a lot of time that he had as well. So that we see that the owner went out for a long time on this journey. So he had time to actually get more with the interest if he had done that way as well. But ourselves, we don't want to waste our chances on nothing. We say that, oh, I don't want to do it. I'm scared. I don't want to risk anything. That's the thing. Sometimes we have to do something that is different to be able to actually get more from it. We have to take some risk as well. So sometimes we ourselves, I challenge you, we actually have to do something different. It could be learning something else. It could be something different, like learning a musical instrument. It could be learning a new language. It's like even using a computer. Some have issues with it, but yes, it might be okay for today. But in 3 months, if I ask you again, I better see results. If you can actually spend the time, actually try it and be diligent with it as well. There's other places that we can actually think about this as well. Even if we do health and fitness, we know that if we exercise and do some strength training and other things, our bodies will be able to adapt to it as well. But if we don't use our bodies, and we know that the bodies will break down, it will be wasting away as well. I know that with myself, with the MS, it's like, yes, I need to get up and exercise a little bit here and there. Because I know that if I don't use the body parts, like my legs and my feet, they'll just disappear. They won't be able to do anything. I'll have to be walking or using a wheelchair kind of thing. So another parable that Jesus had given us about talents. If you'll turn with me to Matthew 18. Actually, I'm going to read the verse before that. So Matthew 18, verse 21. Then Peter, his apostle, came to him and said, Lord, how often should my brother sin against me, and I forgive him? Up to 7 times? And Jesus said to him, I do not say you should up to 7 times to forgive him, but you shall do it 70 times 7. That's basically a lot more. If you try to number them, it's like, oh, I only forgive you like 6 times. It's like, no, I got to do so much more. So we'll continue reading. So Jesus said to him, I do not say to you up to 7 times, but 77 times 7, or 70 times 7. Therefore, the kingdom of heaven is like a certain king. He wanted to settle accounts with his servants. And when he had begun to settle accounts, one brought to him, one who owed him 10,000 talents. That's a lot of money. 10,000 talents. 10,000 talents. That is 48 billion. That's a B. Billion. That he owes him. That moved. But we see that. So continue on verse 25. But as he was not able to pay, the master commanded, and he must be sold with his wife and his children and all that he had, and the payment may do or be made. The servant fell down before him and said, Master, have patience with me and I will pay it all. Then the master of the servant was moved with compassion, released him, and forgave him his debt. That's a lot of money that he lost. But he had the compassion. It's like, I will erase it for you, and I will count it as nothing, that you can continue to come to me as well. But we see what he does. We continue in verse 28. But when the servant went out and found one of his fellow servants who owed him 100 denarii, and said, and laid hands on him, and took him by the throat, and saying, pay me what you owe me. So his fellow servant fell down at his feet, and begged him, saying, have patience with me, and I will pay you all. And he would not, but he went and threw him into jail, and until he should pay the debt. So when his fellow servants saw what he had been doing, they were very grieved and came to their master and all that he had done. Then his master afterward, after he had called him, said to him, you wicked servant, I forgave you all that debt because you begged me. Should I not also have a compassion on you? And his master was angry and delivered him to be tortured. So not just jail, but tortured as well. Until he should pay all that was due him. Said that was billions of dollars. in our current now, it's 46 billion. But we see that because he had compassion, they forgave him. But we see that we ourselves, we need to obey God, follow his commandments. We have to hear the word, believe, repent of our sins, confess that Jesus is Christ and Lord, and that he was raised from the dead. And when we are baptized, he'll wash away our sins. It's like that servant who was able to wash away his debt. He's like, I'll give you forgiveness for that. Turn with me to Romans chapter 6, verse 23. For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus our Lord. So we see a way that we don't have to live in our sins and be carried away to death. I'd say kind of like when we come go from him, and if we are punished, we'll be sent to the place where we are tortured, where there is weeping and gnashing of teeth. It's not a place that we want to go to. We want to have eternal life with him. So if anyone wants to change things in their minds, in their ways, now's the time as we stand and sing.
He will save you to Jesus. Come to Jesus. Come to Jesus.